Some folks fly to Denver and charter a hop. Others go to Aspen and wave down a shuttle. Still others just stuff their luggage into rental cars and shift uphill. Whatever the mode of transportation, now is the time of year to be in the tiny but tony mountain resort of Telluride, Colorado. The annual Telluride Film Festival begins this weekend. Our own entertainment critic, Elvis Mitchell, is in that number, and he joins us on the line from beneath the folds of his seaweed wrap. Thanks for being with us, Elvis.
Hi, Scott. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Now, we've had you on the phone a couple of times before. Well, I didn't know this until I was so expertly prepared for this telephone interview with you. Apparently, one of the things that makes the Telluride Festival distinctive is you don't know what you're going to see until you get there.
That's the best part about it, you know. Basically, you go there on faith, and that's absolutely what it's about. You trust your weekend to the programmers, the people who've been putting this festival together for 31 years, the founding directors, Tom Luddy and Bill Pence and Stella Pence.
So you've been able to get an advanced look at Motorcycle Diaries.
I saw that at the Sundance Film Festival, and it's the new film from Walter Salles, who did Central Station. It stars Gael Garcia Bernal as the young... Well, I don't want to give too much away for people who haven't read the book, mm-hmm. but it's a really beautiful, romantic look at the Cuba of days gone by and what it becomes.
Another film I want to ask about, Kinsey.
Yes, it's the first film since Bill Condon made Gods and Monsters a couple of years ago. And it's really a look at the sexual history of America through the eyes of, well, I think the title says it best.
And so Liam Neeson is Kinsey?
Yes.
Dr. Alfred Kinsey at Indiana University in Bloomington.
Yeah, it's basically a series of vignettes about the Kinseys' discovery of sexuality in America and their own sexuality.
We have a clip. Liam Neeson and Laura Linney.
Hello. I'm Dr. Alfred Kinsey from Indiana University, and I'm making a study of sex behavior. So, if you're sitting comfortably there, let's begin.
I invented it, son.
Tell me more.
Wow. That's all I can say.
I was too busy filling out my questionnaire.
Yes. Laura Linney is the other Dr. Kinsey?
Yes. One of the great things about this festival, people are just really thrilled about being here because of the kind of people it attracts, the kinds of filmmakers that it attracts, and the kind of audience who are real sort of film devotees. And in that mix of films, which includes a lot of new stuff, there's also a lot of great old films showing here.
I was very pleased to hear that THX 1138 is going to be shown. Now, was George Lucas 16 when he made this or something?
Well, the people should know, before it was a sound system, it was a movie.
We should explain, in this futuristic society, people are sedated, and among other things, that prevents them from rising up to rebellion or getting aroused about each other.
It's basically sort of the Lucas take on a dystopian future.
Yeah.
His producer was Francis Ford Coppola. He was fresh out of USC Film School, and it was a movie he wanted to make that predates, in a lot of ways, everything he has done since.
All right, well, we have a clip. Robert Duvall as the man, or is he a hologram? I'm trying to remember. Is he a hologram named THX 1138?
Well, that's for the audience to decide for.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Okay, and then Maggie McCombie as Lou 3417.
If you go back on sedation, you won't feel the same way about me.
I'll never make it the way I am now.
You can do it without it, Racine. You can. I know you can.
Then what? It can't go on forever. You know it can't.
We could leave.
It really is a movie about oppression and suppression and what actual physical contact does to change everything.
I want to ask you, Buck Henry is there too?
Buck Henry is the guest director. Every year for this festival, they go out and find people who are film lovers, and the guest director gets to help pick some of the program for the festival. And Buck Henry picked a movie that happens to be one of my favorites, a 1972 movie starring Rip Torn called Payday.
Rip Torn is the country singer.
Yes, it's kind of a road movie.
Yeah.
Directed actually by a Canadian named Daryl Duke. It's a wonderful movie. It almost never gets revived.
Elvis, it sounds like a absolutely terrific festival.
It's always great. I've had a great time coming up here, except for the actual trip to get here.
What, were you airshipped in or something?
Well, you know, you fly in here and it's kind of like taking a really bad roller coaster ride, but that's preferable to my first time coming here, where I drove from Grand Junction in a Geo Metro that was screaming for its life, and it started to snow in August.
Well, Elvis, we hope to see you back soon. Thanks very much.
I'll stay away from the Geo Metro.
Our entertainment critic, Elvis Mitchell, speaking from Telluride, Colorado.